Applying the lessons from the past are at the heart of a student contest that sent Alaska kids to the East Coast. 41 students from across Alaska headed to Maryland this week to compete in the National History Day contest. They're joining students from across the country and the world. As part of the contest, a team of eighth graders from Anchorage has also been invited to showcase their exhibit about the Berlin Wall at the Smithsonian today. Alaska Public Media's Erin McKinstry has more.
13-year-old Annika Kohlberg and 14-year-old Ava Lyles are struggling to piece their National History Day exhibit together with the help of their mothers.
Yes.
They manage to fit the gray boards on top of one another. The exhibit stands taller than they do, and they aren't short.
We have two trifold boards. The top is more of the information that we needed to have for our project, so more facts. And then the bottom, we have split west and east with quotes and photos from kind of each side of the wall.
Kohlberg points out the timeline, which is decorated with string lights and runs horizontally. In one of the photos, a guard reaches through a gap in the Berlin Wall, offering a flower to the camera. John F. Kennedy's quote, "A wall is a hell of a lot better than a war," is centered on the board in big, bold letters.
Another one from Reagan, "We don't mistrust each other because we're armed. We're armed because we mistrust each other." And I think those are also things we can be applied currently, kind of realizing our faults, like as we're talking before, like learning from our mistakes and what works and what doesn't.
On the floor, a small replica of the Berlin Wall made of styrofoam splits the board into east and west. Lyles explains.
And one half of the wall has graffiti on it because it shows how people from the west side were able to come up to the wall and ride on it, and how on the east side it was just one blank wall because everything was restricted.
Even though Kohlberg and Lyles, along with their Romic Middle School classmates Liza Lebo and Emma Knapp, spent hours working on the project outside of class, they never expected their History Day project to win the statewide contest in their division. But when they found out they were headed to Nationals and the Smithsonian,
we put in so much effort, and we knew that it was like, we were like, that was a job well done because we spent so much time on it.
The exhibit also features a piece of the actual wall that once divided Germany. For National History Day, students conduct original research on a topic of their choice. They then work to create an exhibit, performance, documentary, essay, or website explaining their research and compete on a local, district, and statewide level in different divisions before advancing to nationals. Adam Johnson, the group's social studies teacher, says the contest helps his students develop the research skills they need for high school.
They have their own project. They have to do their own research. They have to find primary and secondary sources, and they have to use that research to create a project. It's really higher level thinking.
Johnson says what made this group stand out was their diligence.
Their research was spot on. They were passionate about the project, and they worked well together as a group. On top of that, they made a display that looked like a museum exhibit.
Kohlberg and the others say that studying the Berlin Wall is particularly important to them, given current events.
It was important, and it was a pretty major event, and it's still relatively recent, where there's people who have actually been impacted by it, like still living today.
Neither is sure yet what they'll go on to study, but they haven't ruled out history. In Anchorage, I'm Erin McKinstry.